Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin dito sa bahagi ng Sydney, Charlotte de la Roca, Community Connector ng Multicultural Disability Advocacy Association of New South Wales o MDAA. Medyo mahaba ang pangalan, pero good morning sa'yo, Charlotte.
Good morning rin, Miss Annalyn. Thank you so much po for having me in your program.
Yes, bago natin pag-usapan ang programa ng MDAA, kumusahin muna kita. Alam ko, you moved from Canberra to Sydney nito lang, kalagitnaan ng pandemic.
Yes po, noong March.
Mm-mm.
So, I was in Canberra po kasi doon ako nag-aral. So, after graduation, so yun po, nag-move ako dito noong March.
Okay, at luckily, naging bahagi ka nitong Multicultural Disability Advocacy Association of New South Wales. Charlotte, pwede mo muna sabihin sa amin, ano ang ginagawa ng Multicultural Disability Advocacy Association of New South Wales?
So, ayun po, yung MDAA po, for the past 25 years, it has been advocating for people with disability. So, it's a statewide organization po, and ang main aim niya po talaga is to promote, protect, and secure the rights and interests of all people with disability po sa New South Wales. And we do this through our different programs and services. So, we have individual advocacy, systemic advocacy, advocacy po sa Disability Royal Commission. Meron din po kaming iba't ibang mga programs, catering different groups rin po. Meron kaming Women's Network, Senior Staying Connected, kung saan tinitrain po yung mga seniors po about IT stuff, ganyan. Lalo na po ngayon na pandemic, so ang mode of communication natin lahat online. So for seniors po to stay connected, we have that program. Meron din po kaming about active citizens, kung saan naman po you know more about your rights and how you use them.
Mm-mm.
Meron din. So, yun po, basically, yung mga ginagawa ng MDAS, advocacy and information sharing po. Specifically focused po for people with disability po coming from culturally and linguistically diverse community and non-English speaking background.
So, in short, kasama tayo dito, coming from the multicultural background, ano?
Opo, opo.
Mm-mm.
Mga Pilipino po.
So, kung may gustong lumapit sa MDAA, sino ang pwedeng lumapit, Charlotte?
So, ang MDAA po, it's for people with disability, their families and carers, and they're from the culturally and linguistically diverse communities po. Wala naman pong age limit ito. So, if you feel like you need support po, especially po for advocacy. So, for advocacy po kasi we cover various issues, for example, for your experiencing challenges, halimbawa housing, immigration, or school, work, disability services, and many other issues po. So if you feel like kailangan niyo po ng support po para mas maintindihan ano ba yung dapat gawin or saan ba dapat pumunta, so welcome po kayo sa EMDA.
Mm-mm. At sa panahon mo sa MDAA, Charlotte, meron ka na bang nakasalamuha o lumapit sa MDAA na from the Filipino background?
Meron po. Just recently po, last week po ata yun, I was able to talk to one of our consumers po. So ang issue niya po is about disability support pension. So si tita po lumapit kasi mas gusto niya lang pong maunawaan kung anong nangyari doon sa support pension niya, ganyan. So,
mm-hmm.
Tinulungan po yun ng advocate po natin dito. And marami pong yung organization po namin, since multicultural siya, we speak different languages po. So, meron din po mga Pilipino dito. And if we don't speak your language naman po, we have access to translating services.
Oo. So, basta kung may kailangan na related sa mga services na pinoprovide ng MDAA, lumapit lamang, ano?
Opo, opo. So, yung phone number po namin, meron po kaming website and andun po yung hotline po namin.
Mm-mm. Charlotte, particular natin pag-usapan yung NDIS Community Connector Program. Para sa mga hindi nakakaalam o para sa mga bago, ang NDIS, ito ay nagbibigay serbisyo para sa mga people with disability, hindi ba?
Opo, opo. So, yung National Disability Insurance Scheme po, it can help people with permanent and significant disability po to access reasonable and necessary supports. So, when we say permanent po, yun po yung mga condition that doesn't really go away. And when we say significant naman po, it's a condition po that substantially affect your functional capacity. So, kagandahan po dito sa NDIS, it gives support po, and it gives you choice and control dun sa mga supports na kailangan nyo po. So it really helps you to become more independent, be able to participate in your community, mga ganun po.
Oo. At kasama ang MDAA sa kaakibat ng NDIS para sa pagpapatupad nitong connector program, ano?
Opo. So, bali po, yung community connector program po, national program po siya. Tapos, dito po sa New South Wales, yung MDAA po, isa sa mga napili po to implement yung program. And yung focus po namin talaga yung mga culturally and linguistically diverse community. Kasi po, based on statistics, mababa po yung participation ng mga people with disability from this community. So, we are here po para increase yung awareness nila about NDIS and tulungan po silang mas maunawaan ano ba yung NDIS at saka ano po ba yung mga mabebenepisyo nila dito.
So, nasabi mo, ano nga ba ang NDIS at paano ito makakatulong sa mga kababayan natin, lalo na yung may mga disability o may mga kapansanan na kinakaharap?
So, yun po. Yung NDIS po kasi, ang goal niya po talaga is to provide reasonable and necessary support po for people with yung mga permanent disability and yung mga disability po na naapektuhan po yung mga pang-araw-araw nilang mga ginagawa. So marami pong supports and services yung nafa-fund through NDIS. For example po, if you're having difficulty with regard to moving from one place to another, may transportation support po na kinocover ang NDIS. Kung kailangan mo po ng mga mobility equipment, ganyan, or kung kailangan nyo po ng tulong para sa mga daily personal activities nyo po, halimbawa po sa bahay, cleaning, gardening, or home maintenance, ganyan, or kung halimbawa naman po, because of your disability, you need home modifications, meron din pong fund for that, yung NDIS. And for example naman po yung condition nyo po, you need po yung mga regular therapy po. So merong mga supports po for that like physio, speech, and occupational therapy. Mga ganun pong supports yung kinocover ng NDIS.
Mm-mm. At meron bang requirement para maka-avail ka ng support na ito ng NDIS?
So yung pinaka-eligibility requirement po kasi, you must be under 65 years old. So in terms of age, you must be under 65 years old. Tapos yung residency nyo po, kailangan permanent resident or Australian citizen or you have a special category visa.
Mm-mm.
And when it comes to yung disability naman po, so has to be permanent or yun nga po, yung disability po or yung impairment has substantially impacted your functional capacity. So, dun, para po ma-prove yun, there are some documents na kailangan pong i-attach dun sa application.
Oo.
And we are here po as community connectors para tulungan po sila i-gather yung tamang document po at kung paano i-fill out ng tama yung forms. Kasi marami pong cases na nahihirapan pong maka-access dun sa system dahil po hindi alam paano i-fill out yung form or ano ba yung dapat documents na i-attach, ano ba yung dapat makita ng NDIS dun sa application nila. Ganun po.
Which is very important dito dahil dito magsisimula yung, kumbaga yung pagpasok mo o pagpasa mo ng support or pag-avail mo ng support from NDIS, hindi ba?
Opo, tama po. Yun po talaga yung initial step po is to apply for access. And then after that po, magkakaroon po kayo, kung successful po yung application, doon naman po magkakaroon ng planning para pag-usapan ano ba yung goal mo at saka ano ba yung mga needs mo. Tapos doon po sisimulan yung pag-determine po magkano ba yung funds na kailangan at saka ano ba yung mga dapat na supports na ibigay sa'yo. Mga ganun po.
Nakita ko rin dito sa flyer ng MDAA, meron din yung pag-purchase ng mobility aids and equipment. Kasama rin yan, ano?
Yes po. Kasama po siya. So marami pong categories po yung funding. Depende po talaga yun sa assessment kung ano po yung supports na kailangan nyo po based on your impairment.
Charlotte, bukod dito sa interview natin, saan makakakuha ng impormasyon ang mga nakikinig sa atin, lalo na yung mga kababayan natin na interesado o sa tingin nila dapat silang makakuha nitong service na ito mula sa NDIS?
So, yung organization po namin, magkakaroon po kami ng online information session. It's open po para sa lahat. So, meron po kami ngayong darating na October 28. Meron din po on November 4. So far po, nag-send out po kami ng mga invitations sa iba't ibang mga organizations. And for those naman po na hindi naka-receive ng mga links po para dun sa event, you are welcome po to call our office It's 989-16400, and we will send you the link. It's an online information session po, and you can ask anything you want to know about NDIS, kung paano ba mag-apply, kung ano ba yung mga mabibenepisyo nyo po doon, ganyan. And for the Filipino community naman po, I am organizing an information session po, specifically for Filo community po, which target po nun is this November. But I've sent out invitations na po to some organizations and still waiting for confirmation. But if sakali pong yung mga nakikinig, hindi pa po nakakarating sa kanilang information, again po, tawag po kayo dun sa number namin na 989-16400 and isi-send ko po sa inyo yung details about the information session for the Filipino community po.
Okay. At meron bang website ang MDAA para sa more information about the organization at syempre yung mga services na pinoprovide ninyo?
Opo, meron po kaming website, mdaa.org.au.
Okay. Is there anything else na gusto mong i-share sa mga nakikinig sa atin, Charlotte?
Ayun po, siguro gusto ko lang po talagang i-invite yung mga tao na mag-participate sa mga information session na gagawin po namin para po mas malaman po nila yung ano ba yung process dito sa NDIS, ano ba yung mga benefits nito, ganyan. And hopefully po, mas maraming tao yung mahikayat na mag-apply, lalong-lalo na po yung mga talagang nangailangan ng support. Kasi marami pong supports available. Probably hindi lang po siguro aware yung mga tao. Kaya andito po kami to let you know that there are people to help you and there are services available in the community. And if your needs po is beyond yung sa mga kayang i-provide ng NDIS and you have concerns po like yung na-mention ko kanina, like housing or with regard to other disability services, immigration, school, work, if you are experiencing issues po about those things, we have advocates po here in EMDA who might be able to assist you with your concern.
Mahalaga lang na makipag-connecta.
Opo, opo.
Maraming salamat sa iyo, Charlotte de la Roca, mula sa Multicultural Disability Advocacy Association of New South Wales.
Thank you so much po, Ms. Annalyn, for this opportunity to share this information with our mga kababayan. Thank you so much po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.